Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world.
Yes, indeed, everyone. This is Parker Pathways, the third live hour of Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. It's November 20th, 2016. And the call number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And I wanted to make a mention on the new seed vault, which is underground. It's in Rabat, Morocco, and this is for the doomsday agricultural crisis that is coming and is here to save seeds for the seed bank in Morocco to restock their harvest. We're going to talk about that in our first 10 minutes of Parker Pathways, but I want to make sure we get a caller, Caesar, from New York, and I appreciate you holding on, Caesar. Thank you for calling Parker Pathways.
Yes, how are you today, Dr. Parker?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, Dr. Parker, I just wanted to say, did you see the dinner that Donald Trump attended, the Jesuit dinner?
I'm sorry, sir, I couldn't quite hear you. I'm sorry. What did you say?
The Jesuit dinner that Donald Trump attended with the Cardinal there of New York?
I don't believe I saw that.
Okay. He addressed the Illuminati at that dinner, but he also called for a world government.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, that's just it. That's all I wanted to say. And also, have you been following how he's been throwing the Illuminati signals on TV? He's throwing a lot of Illuminati hand signals.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was a rumor that was going around, which, you know, in the military, in the old days, when you had a rumor, you always figured it was correct, you know? And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Trump and Hillary actually in tandem together. You know, there's been these reports out that they didn't expect, Trump to win, but they got Hillary to go in and extend the legacy of Obama and that type of thing. Yeah, and there have been a lot of insinuations of connections between Trump and Hillary for a lot of philosophical policies and actually sinister beliefs. They think, now to take that piece of information and take what you're talking about, I think I've heard of that dinner that happened. I don't have any notes on it or anything. I didn't see it. But you know what the key thing is in that kind of story to me? Knowing how these people think a little bit, the fact that the Cardinal's there. You know, the Pope just selected, I think, 13 new cardinals. Five of them are known to be involved in the Illuminati. And that's only the past 2 days. And my private view is that what's happening here is that there's a real, what is called token takeover of the world. You know, you take, like the Pope has suggested, and I've talked about it on my program a lot, is the fact that the Pope wants a world court where people are citizenry, that'd be part of the jury, if you want to call it a jury. In other words, you as Caesar in New York would be facing people from all over the world in their world court, you know? And you just want someone local from New York to give you your, to be your peers and to be able to determine if you're guilty or not or whatever it is. I have a feeling very strongly that there is another movement afoot. And I think that as far as the president-elect is concerned, he personally, he does believe in everything he's doing to help America. That much I know. That is really self-evident. But what happens with this other conceptual idea of having control of people in the process of this? Why would you have a world court and a world bank all in the same room and have it at the Vatican? That's my question. You understand what I'm saying, Caesar?
100% I understand you. My only thing was that he did call for a world government at that dinner, and I just, if you get a chance, you could maybe YouTube it or something and see it. I just happened to see it, you know, the day that it was.
Yeah.
They covered it on the news. They covered it on the CNN, covered it, the Communist News Network.
Yeah, and you know, Caesar, there's another thing you brought up here that's very important from this observation. You know, the elites don't plan to have paper money in a very short few months. You know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know that. They stole that from some. There was a man that invented that cashless thing, and they stole it from him. I forgot what his name was. But that wasn't the elite's idea, but they took that from the man that invented it. I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah, and the emblems that are on the new coin, on the bitcoins, are Illuminati symbols. And
right.
On the new bitcoins, and I've seen them. And because they don't want to have, the government's planning to take over people's retirement accounts and force them into coin, and they have it as a front. They say, well, this is the time to buy gold. Well, where in the hell is the gold in the first place? You know, nobody really knows where the gold is. And the other thing, like, you get these ads that say, what's in your safe, you know, and they think, no, what they're selling are bitcoins. And these are going to be the synthetic monies, you know, with these symbols. What is also, I want to add to this, which I think there's a lot to it, because it's all going to come from the Vatican. The idea of having five or six nations coalesce into one nation, that's what they're working on as we speak. And I know that the president-elect is resisting that. He wants to slow that down. And so the discussion he had with President Obama, we will never know what they had in an hour and 15 minutes in private, but the point comes down to the fact that that's where Obama was going. And that's why they wanted Hillary to be elected. It wasn't a question of so much the legacy of Obama. It was the legacy of the Vatican in the terms of the one world order. When she said the borderless world, that's what she was talking about, see? No boundaries. Coalescing of various countries into one. It's pretty sinister stuff, Caesar. You know what I mean? Pretty sinister stuff. And I want to see, one of the things that happens, and I want to thank Caesar for calling, by the way. And Rabbi Morocco there's a hub called the Arfane in Rabat. It's an international center for agricultural research. in the dry areas. It's called Icarta, and it has a special seeds from North Africa that are going to be in these vaults. And I was going to talk about the newly found Egyptian tombs. Well, they weren't just newly found. Actually, they were found 2 years ago. But this week they decided to release the information that was on the tombs. Now, the excavators were Russian, and the Russians have been excavating North Africa for some time. And the Russians were really after the seeds for the food, for the shortage, for the food war. Of course, the radioactivity is going to be the same level for humans as in foods. In other words, it'll be 500 milligrams for the ingestion of food, and it's going to be 500 milligrams for the first year of the general population as the level for the new evaluation of radiation in the water. So the what they're going to tell the public is that there'll be 100 milligrams projected dose for infants and children and pregnant men and nursing women, and 500 milligrams for the general population. In other words, it'll be a two-tier atmosphere from it. Now, the seeds that are being stored in Morocco, which was part of the climate change discussion, which occurred in Marrakesh. What they were talking about was not the climate change. That's what they told the public. What they're after is the control of the seeds in the vault projects, and in terms of who owns which part. In other words, the seeds will be, this ties in actually with Caesar's call from New York, really, it will be like gold. In other words, that will be the pay, you know, for the country that satisfies the what's called the pendulum swing of developmental force of food that is, doesn't have the high radioactivity in it. The new Chinese aircraft carrier that's been developed that's going to be engaging in combat made the its appearance known. According to Liang's political commissar for this aircraft carrier, will be completely protected, according to the Chinese, from radiation for the food. In other words, the food war. Remember how China's going to work this? It'll be the complete retaliation on all fronts, and all fronts means all fronts. So the idea is for the fight for food and water. But there's a testing and training area special on the Chinese aircraft carrier, and which is for the protection of the seeds. So the Icarta's Genetic Resources Unit has been elevated within the Marrakesh climate change into a higher ranking to be equal with what's called the Commissar General. And the Commissar General will be the developmental process of the what is called the nationally determined contributions of each country will determine their food supply. So there's the concept of the first global climate deal for aviation and its emissions were taken separately from the development of the contrails, which the American government has decided that they have admitted that, yes, they have been spraying the population since 1945, and this has affected the seed population of the Earth. So the radiation increase, as was determined even in Marrakesh, the climate change system, notice there is to have a regulation of pregnant women and at a 100 megagrams, but at the same time to have a 100 megarem as a target for the whole population as an isolated, how did they determine the alternate water source to have that happen? They're going to do it through the food. And how they're going to do it through the food is in the directive, which, in other words, the government is telling the public from the agencies and from the people who are in the know. These are Congress people now from Ohio, Kansas, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Washington, have suggested that the drinking water level for the radiation war be established at 500 milligrams to be consistent with the Federal Drug Administration's food determination of Department Homeland Security's guidance for water. So in other words, there will be a separate agency that would have to take over in certain parts of the drinking water system of the World War for water. And that is where the president-elect has many decisions to make. So this is in the real world. It's a two-tier approach, it's called. It seeks to balance the keeping of the radiation doses as low as possible and practical in the death rate. You know, if you talk to the people in Washington, they say, well, if we lose 500,000 people, let's say in San Francisco, that's just a casualty. And that's the way they feel about it. And of course, it's not about any more the planet-warming chemicals are used, like hydrofluorocarbons, which people have been wanting to phase out for years. But at the Rwanda and Kigali, another gold deal for climate change was sealed to phase out the hydrofluorocarbon. But where are they going to put the HFCs? In other words, it's in the same way of taking the drinking water system and putting the water into the underground as a capture. Same thing for the carbon systems, to have the global carbon price to keep it low, and to put above the earth giant sunshades and carbon capture systems above the earth. These are to be the blue sky concept of the orbiting mirrors that are aimed at reducing the global temperatures. I'm reminded of the quantum physics of that, and the history book, which I call the Bible, talks about the eye in the sky and the color of it and how it's designed. If you look at the design, which I have. I have seen the design of the giant sunshades, and it's right out of the description of the prophecies that are in the Bible. Also, there is one, and of course, the quantum physics is explained in the Bible. That's another thing I talk about a lot. A lot of innovations have been, you know, suggested in today we call it quantum physics, but it's fully explained in the Bible as a history book. But Patricia Espinosa taking over from Cristina Figueres. You got to watch these ladies. Mexico's Patricia Espinosa must build on the legacy and make it her legacy of the control of the United Nations and the failures from Copenhagen, and to make it possible for the Paris Agreement on the decision of what we just discussed in the past 7 minutes on Parker Pathways, the known of the Conference of the Parties serving the meeting for the parties to the Paris Agreement. That was the meeting that we had in the climate change system in the Costa Rica. And what's happening as we speak in Chile, you'll know in about 10 minutes. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-443.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're very glad to be here. We've got a lot to cover. I think we're still working. I want to make sure I get the caller from New Mexico, Thomas from New Mexico. Thank you very much for calling Parker Pathways.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Parker. I wanted to confirm something. Is my audio working okay?
No, you can. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I want to confirm the one of your last recent callers is correct. There is more than one source getting this information out. The one of your callers is 100% correct. There is a video. The title of the video, this was about 2 to 3 weeks prior, before the November elections of Trump. Trump was chosen 2 years ago. Trump was chosen as president 2 years ago, so it doesn't matter if a person votes. They know who's going to be in office. The reason why, if you watch this video, a person would have to be blind if they don't see all the Jesuits are surrounding Pope on this dinner where Trump was at this dinner, speaking at this dinner. And if you listen to Trump's words, came out of Trump's mouth, Trump is with the Jesuits. Trump is a Jesuit satanic Freemason. I don't want to disappoint everybody. And I'm just trying to verify that this is on more than one source getting this out. I believe, I'll make this real short, I do believe that Trump is going to deport all, try to deport all Muslims. And when he does, this is not going to work. It's going to start chaos with the Muslims here in the United States. And I read on the Denver Post, on the Denver newspaper online, that Denver is already upset that Trump is planning to stop government funding in a lot of cities because he's planning on deporting all Muslims out of the United States. But it won't work. It's going to bring about chaos. And last thing I'm going to share, there is persecution happening right now. I'm going to come out in the open. This is real. I am a targeted individual. They are ramping up the high energy weapons, the EMF frequencies, and the cell towers are genocide towers. They are many of, because when you drive down the freeway, you're going to notice that why is there almost every 2 to 3 miles, you'll notice a cell tower, and many of them are not cell towers. They are not cell towers. Once they ramp up the genocide towers, they can turn a human's organs literally into mush. Do a search. I'm almost done, and I just want to say, do a search online for Scott Hensler, last name Hensler. Scott Hensler is an ex-cop. He quit his job because all the cops are Freemasons, and he didn't want to work in that evil of a job. Yes, all the cops are—they're a brotherhood. They're satanic Freemasons, and Scott is now a deliverance minister. He lives in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He came out in the open that he's a targeted individual, and you can find Scott Hensler's broadcasts. I am uploading them on my YouTube channel, found at Blue Raven USA. Blue Raven, BLUERAVEN, Blue Raven USA. I go by Blue Raven on the internet. I am a targeted individual. The end goal is genocide of 8.5 billion people. That's in the Georgia Guidestones. That's what they plan. We are in persecution right now. We are in the end days of the Book of Revelations. And thank you for taking my call.
Oh,
your absolutely. Your last caller was correct about that. Trump is a Freemason Jesuit, and I'm done. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. And you call again, Thomas. We're reaching on the end of our break. By the way, it's 1.8 watts per kilogram of body weight to have a EMF radio frequency. Can have the high incidence of sperm cell death. You know who did that research? Yours truly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplement.
This is Parker Pathways. On the last caller, the work that's been done is that a kilogram is 2.2 pounds, so 1.8 watts per kilogram, which means a whole body exposure to cell phone radiation, which would be around 900 to 1800 millihertz, can cause sperm cell death. And in other words, the sperm cells are unable to swim or fertilize because they clump together. It's called a grass bundle shape. And chloramine, at 3 ounces of chloramine in an average drinking cup, can completely destroy the sperm tail. That was my reference when I first went out the door on chloramine in the drinking water and the destruction of sperm, because that was a time when they wanted to destroy males, and they still do. The government's never let up. Week after week after week for 10 years, because I exposed that one reference. It was the only reference I used out of the 16,000 references, 16,007 references on the destruction of the human body by electromagnetic radiation from the water molecule. Okay, I want to very much get the callers. I have Russ in Alabama. Do I have the right name, Russ from Alabama?
Indeed.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Much respect, Dr. Parker. I just wanted to point out a paradox. And we live in a world of paradox, don't we? You know, we've got Donald Trump,
oh, yes.
And no one is elected. It's like they said in a movie, the office of president is far too important to be left to the voters. I voted for Trump. I support Trump. I applaud everyone who did, because his track record is not one of serial mass murder, like the alternative. So I just wanted to ask about a point that was recently made on your show today about, you know, eye in the sky, global dimming, and the what has been postulated by Dr. Deagle on this network, that the solar output has flipped in its 35 to 65% ratio. It used to be mostly UV A and B. And so says Dr. Deagle that now you've got 65% UV C and D, as opposed to a minority of percentage of UV A and B. So the sun has become toxic, and we have to protect our eyes. And is the government doing something that they believe is remedial for this solar change? Question mark.
Well, there are several parts to this. First of all, it's my personal observation of being, you know, I'm an outside reviewer. If you read my bio on Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm one of the people that was selected to be involved in the Brain Project, and as an outside reviewer, because that's what I did for a long time. I'm always amazed at people who have determinations. I don't know where Dr. Deagle's reference work, and nor it's never good to argue, and which I'm not. I know Dr. Deagle. The listeners have told me Dr. Deagle has said, "Don't argue with me." You and anything. Well, that's kind of where I am too. You know, since I'm a different tiger, I'll eat you alive. And let me tell you something. This gets into my personal view of your question. My private view is, I just on the second hour gave you one of the most world-breaking pieces of news that you could possibly have on your plate today. How do you like it, drinking water which is equal to 200 chest x-rays a year? What do you think about that? That's what I gave on the second hour. Now, if you say to take it somebody, my appearance of this is the fact that our mistake that we make in this country, in my opinion, and I speak with great authority when I say this, we expect the government to protect us. The government's not protecting us. They're saving protection for certain avenues of research that is useful in perpetuating the treatment. That's not a crime. That happens to be the way it is. I was on a project once for Uncle Sam, which I'm surprised I'm even going to mention this, but this is a suitable thing, which I hope is there. Private industry is working on the idea of the protection of the eyes, but not the way you think, like Google wants to have a double retina so that you can read their computers with your eyeball. There are people out here that, in blindness, thinking you're helping the blind people by not having them use a cane, but instead they're using on the inferior cerebellum cortex a chip to be able to analyze information without eyes. That's the way they look at these things. But the whole thing comes down to, I was on a mission. There was a movie made about it with Lee Marvin. And
We're not about this particular mission, but I just finished with Fritz Perls, the psychologist who developed Gestalt therapy, and Uncle Sam thought it would be very good to interview hard murderous criminals for potential membership in Uncle Sam's army for special missions. And so I entered the prisons, and I talked with various people, and if you're talking, it'd be just like talking, not saying you're a criminal, if you understand, but, you know, just like you and I talking. They were calm. They were, well, you know, they'd shaven recently. They shaved better than I did, you know. And the thing was that when you talk with them, You're not talking with somebody that you would normally suspect that would be a person with a mind that would be aggressive or be able to work with it. I always had a test where I took a paper clip and I placed it in front of us and I left it there while we talked. And what I was waiting for was for the interviewee to finger it and to figure out how to make it into a weapon, a paperclip, because you can kill somebody with a paperclip, and also you can kill someone with a pencil. I learned a lot interviewing hundreds of people. We selected, I think it was about 20 out of the whole group. You talk to them, they're regular. You see what the criteria was, Russ, how would the person react to kill for Uncle Sam if they thought like Uncle Sam? You follow that thinking? You understand that psychology?
Yes.
You see what I mean? In other words, if you were to and do that without drugs, one of the people she selected had killed 10 people. He was a small man. He couldn't have been more than, he was around 5 feet. He looked like somebody who would sell you hot dogs on a stand in New York City. And he was the most innocuous person that you'd ever met. But he could kill you with his fingers. Uncle Sam recruited him as number one. He was involved in a mission that was over in Cambodia. Personally kill the premier with his own hands. And then the orders were, of course, to shoot him. The promise was that they would get commuted sentences. But the thing is, that's the way Uncle Sam works. They kill the witnesses. That's what Hillary did with the Syrian deal, with the Gaddafi deal. Well, no one's making that up, by the way. They wanted the
Well, your comments are analogical. But,
you see,
you know, not specifically addressing the idea that the sun's output of dangerous rays has changed in juxtaposition with the chemtrail phenomenon.
I am addressing it. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that's what the quantum physics of climate change is, a bogus theory. We're running the thing as a problem of the setting of the sun. We've done enormous work on that. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the sun controls the amount of the heat coming in for the Earth itself. You know,
well, you take
the FDA, for instance, like you're saying, well, you want to protect the people. Their version and their orders were from the increased sun is to correct another cream that had a higher sun-proof radiation as their answer to the whole issue of climate change. That's an FDA directive. And that was made 5 years ago. If you go to a drugstore and you'll see shelves of these kinds of products out there, that's the government's answer to the increased sun rays on UV particularly. You see? Never realize. And the other thing, I just talked about it in the second hour, how they want to have the lenses over the Earth to give a different ray to the Earth. See, and that's the other
you know, the other aspect of that. That's their answer. That's their answer to the sun. Say, that's the answer to their sun. I think I can't give the actual specifications, but I have them in front of me. Three of them are classified, and they're called the giant sunshade. And these are challenges that affect what they want to have a carbon capture and storage system within that shade. So they're only going to have two of them.
We know that carbon dioxide is necessary for all life on Earth and absolutely non-toxic. And Donald Trump, if he has been charitable at all, needs to make that declaration. However, the question on the table is whether the sun's, as it reaches a solar minimum and is producing less infrared heat and more high-frequency ultraviolet, is a fact or not?
I don't think so, for another reason, which I don't have time to get into. But no matter what comes out, this is an incredibly important issue, because they want to have these eyes in the sky. They're not going to take. And another thing, that's why the elites have built all these underground cities and tunnels on the Earth. So they plan it. I think from the sun alone, for the past in the radiological war, they expect the war to be, their estimate in the War College is about 6 years, living underground as one of their ways to go. Listen, I've got callers lined up like a fruit tree. I got to get to them, but I want you to call again. Will you be kind enough to do that? Thank you for calling, Russ. We have Chris in Florida. Thank you for waiting.
Dr. Parker, Melody earlier was asking, do the elites or do the to the Congress critters really think that they're immune, and do they have something to remedy their exposure to things like radiation? They're feeling immune from the deadly food, the water, and the air, is just because the government says they're safe, is epitomizing government brand loyalty. And I wanted to ask, are you aware of the research on lasers being used to speed up radioactive waste decay? I've done a search online, just a web search of lasers, radioactive waste decay, and I found a lot of research papers going back to 2001, including universities and U.S. patent 6724189, B as in boy, 2, entitled Nuclear Decay, Laser, and Method. An article last year entitled Unlikely Solution Potentially Discovered to Clean Up Nuclear Waste, and that is from Russia Beyond the Headlines. It says a research group from the Prokhorov General Physics Institute says they have discovered a method for turning radioactive substances into neutral and safe ones in as little as an hour. With this new method, they say that it would be possible to purify water at Fukushima. From Physics World, article entitled, from 2003, physicists in the UK and Germany have now demonstrated a new laser-driven approach to transmutation by converting iodine-129, which has a half-life of 15.7 million years, into iodine-128. And the half-life of this lighter isotope is just 25 minutes. And the quote from the researcher says, using lasers is a relatively cheap and very efficient way of disposing of nuclear waste. What do you think about all that?
Well, that's a big question. I ask the idea of lasers and being used for refuse. I turn that question around, and why is it that when I exposed the idea of human sewage being used as fertilizer, as toxic sludge for food, and particularly the EPA Office of Water
coming in to the idea. This was this was in the show that I did in 2004 and 2005. Now it's one of the biggest issues out. In fact, by the year 2025, one third of the United States will be contaminated with refuse, and laser being used for that. Of course, they're using different things than lasers. This is I have a map in front of me as we speak, which I was going to get into today on the potential water contamination from radons and laser refuge, is what you're asking, and the damage is going to be done to millions of people. My break's coming up. I'll try to work this answer in over on the next break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
I have 7 minutes left on my program, and I have three more callers, and I want to make sure I get them in. Chris from Las Vegas. Hello, Chris. Thanks for holding. I only have 7 minutes left on my program.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nguyen. Blessings of love, appreciation, and long and happy life.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, it seems that Dr. Jeremiah Wright may have been more right than he was wrong, although he was definitely left. We have been all deceived that our so-called icons are very deceptive. Dr. Zeke Emanuel, of course, would know that Dr. Shamiel, which we call Uncle, or Uncle Shamiel, which we call Uncle Sam, euphemistically, is a very deceitful icon, much like our flag, much like our allegiance pledge, all created by communists to deceive us, to take us over. Even Hillary Clinton and John Podesta and Soros, with their new purple movement, giving homage to the Purple Gang, Myrtle Incorporated, of the Chicago mob and other nefarious influences on this particular administration, is very, very dangerous to America. And these global mass murdering psychopaths who purport to be the so-called experts, old drips only under pressure, really need to be taken off the planet and put the rest of the planet out of their misery and dementia from their self-induced hallucinations. With that, Dr. Wynn, you know, I'm still alive so far in spite of a close call last week. So if you can put me back on the prayer wheel, maybe I need it, because I am a targeted individual, like many callers to your show that share the truth, and yourself. So be careful when you fly with Trump.
That's right, and I'm going to be doing things from a distance. The thing is, I'll put you in the prayer wheel. You can count on it, Chris. We have a caller, Paula from Maryland. I got 4.5 minutes left on my program. Go, Paula.
Okay, well, I certainly don't need them. Most of the talking is going to be done by you. 3 points. So the first one is a website to go and visit is greatagain.gov. where comments can be directly solicited to the transition team, greatagain.gov. Comment number two is just this willy-nilly 10 seconds. It seems to me that we already have a borderless world because we can effortlessly go to the Internet sites of other countries just by getting on the Internet. But anyway, let me get to the main thing that I called about. Take as long or as short as you want to answer this. Do we have anything to be concerned about when it comes to the Electoral College? And is the Electoral College a private party function? How do the electors, adhere to the rules and so forth? Can you explain to me if there's anything to be concerned about that?
I see that the Electoral College situation has a lot of problems that are hidden. There's a big movement, as you know, to try to change the Electoral College in some form. I think that the idea of having the electrical system changed can be possible, but I don't think it will happen. I want to apologize to our callers that we couldn't get in. I want to thank everyone that's online, and I want to thank my producer and support RBN. Listen to Parker Pathways from 10 to 1 Central Time in the United States of America. And to all of it, my heart of love, and you know who you are. We'll see you next week on Parker Pathways.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is from the old school.